they simply aren't relevant as a state party right now.
As David Niven sees it, Ohio is a fairly split state politically, not too red and not too blue. But to regain its impact, the political science professor from the University of Cincinnati says the Democratic Party needs a complete overhaul.
It's going to be like GM going through bankruptcy. There's still a tremendous amount of value and potential there, but they're going to have to redesign things from the ground up.
And that's the path the party is on. And it basically started when the polls closed on election night. Governor John Kasich was immediately declared the winner, racking up the second biggest gubernatorial blowout in modern-day Ohio politics. A few hours later, after the rest of the statewide Republican candidates earned big wins, and after he became one of three sitting Ohio House Democrats to be ousted by Republicans, Chris Redfern announced he was stepping down as Democratic Party chairman.
There's another way of looking at it. It's the only way we can go is up.
That's David Leland, former Ohio Democratic Party chair and newly elected Ohio House member. He acknowledges the long road ahead, but is remaining optimistic. As he notes, there are about 10 new faces coming to work at the State House as Democratic lawmakers.
And I think it's one of the most talented, strongest group of incoming elected officials that I've ever had the chance to talk to.
U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown was the last Ohio Democrat to have a big statewide win. Brown says retooling the party must start with strengthening the foundation and reconnecting with its members from the bottom up.
I think that means including strong women's voices in leadership of the party. It means paying more attention to the African-American community, to sort of all segments of organized labor. All that Democrats, I mean, we have a much broader party. There are many more people in the Democratic Party generally representing a much more diverse group of people.
Brown praises the down-ticket candidates, Nina Turner, David Pepper, John Carney, and Connie Pillich, but he says more leaders must emerge.
I think we start with the four of them and build from there, but we don't have the farm system we need to develop over the next 10 years.
And as for Redfern's replacement as party chair, Brown says he's throwing his support behind Denny Wojnarowski, a former state representative and consultant on several recent statewide campaigns. Leland expects the party to hold a vote for a new chairman in December, when Redfern's resignation takes effect. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.